Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday night, the 17th of May. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, welcoming you, the listeners aboard, as our special guests this evening. I'm going to take the open phones route here tonight, folks, after I do some brief commentary on a number of things I came across in the news today. Of course, I suppose the big news in the patriot movement, the nationalist movement, the America First movement is the wonderful performance by Texas Republican Ron Paul in the recent debate with this scumbag, and that's all he is, ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me for using that kind of language, a scumbag Rudy Giuliani. Of course, you heard how Rudy Giuliani just was absolutely outraged that Ron Paul had dared to suggest, and quite accurately so, that U.S. policy may have helped bring about the 9-1-1 attacks. Accepting the argument, of course, that the 9-1-1 attacks were indeed carried out by mad Muslims, which whoever actually carried out the physical crime itself in New York City, they weren't acting on behalf of the Muslim cause. We know that. We know who they were working for. But in any case, Ron Paul refused to take it back, and of course, this is something that really has delighted the hardcore Zionists, that is Rudy Giuliani's response. And it's very interesting, the New York Times today, they couldn't even mention Ron Paul in writing an article about Giuliani and this subject. It says in the New York Times, it was arguably when Rudolph W. Giuliani won resounding applause for rebutting another candidate's suggestion that American policies might have helped incite the September 11th attacks. Another candidate. They can't even mention Ron Paul's name, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times, the nation's newspaper of record, the most respected newspaper in the country. A Zionist rag is what it is. I said the other day that when our military steps in and finally runs these gangsters out of Washington and does what it takes to return our government to the republic that our founding fathers hoped it would remain, that the first thing they need to do, that is our military folks, they need to dynamite the headquarters of the New York Times. Just literally wipe the New York Times off the map, folks. Get rid of the building. Get rid of the symbolism of what that newspaper represented and what part it played in the destruction of this country as a flagship of the Zionist power network in this country, the flagship publication. Yeah, they can't even mention Ron Paul. And then we have these lunatics who are supposedly patriots who are saying that Ron Paul is an agent of the Vatican. What the hell is going on here, folks? I'm not going to play Mr. Nice Guy anymore with this concept the Vatican secretly runs America, and the Vatican runs the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Vatican runs this, and the Vatican runs that. The Vatican can barely run itself. We know, of course, that there's lots of problems with the Vatican. We've had some devout Catholics on this program discussing the problems with the Vatican. But I guarantee you the Vatican is not the secret power behind the throne of the Rothschilds. The Vatican is not the secret force behind the Illuminati. And the Vatican is not running Ron Paul for president to hoodwink the patriots, folks. And anybody who tells you that that's the case is a liar. Not even a fool. They're a liar. More when we come back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from, God almighty, I even hate to say the name of this town, Washington, D.C. You know, actually, Washington's a pretty nice city in many respects. It's a beautiful city in many respects. But, you know, when you say Washington, D.C., that term just has such a dirty sound to so many people because they know there are so many, well, there's not really that many dirty people here. You could, yeah, a couple thousand in Congress and the people that work for them, but and there's some nice people there too. But aside from all that, folks, just a thought. Well, here is something I guess that belongs in the boo-hoo-hoo category. 42 years ago, a guy named Eli Cohen, a Mossad agent, was killed in Damascus, Syria, after they exposed him as an Israeli spy. Well, it turns out the Syrians have erected buildings and created a park atop the grave of Mr. Cohen. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Isn't that terrible? Actually, I think I'm going to send the Syrians some seedlings to plant in that park. Got to reward them in some way for covering up the grave of a Mossad operative. Here's some more from the boo-hoo-hoo category. This is out of the Washington Jewish Week, ladies and gentlemen. A Mickey Mouse lookalike that advocates Israel's destruction reappeared on Hamas TV last week, dancing to a song about the conquest of Jerusalem. Apparently, this character is named Farfur, F-A-R-F-U-R. It's a man dressed in a Mickey Mouse tuxedo outfit. apparently Israeli watchdog groups are very disturbed that the mouse had called on toddlers to join in destroying Israel. I am paraphrasing here now, and I don't think the laughter that's in my voice was intended in the original printing of this in Washington Jewish Week. Well, despite, folks, the fact that the Israelis kicked up such a fuss about this dancing Mickey Mouse look-alike dancing to a song about the conquest of Jerusalem, despite all the Israeli protests, the mouse was back on the air days later. And the mouse took a telephone call on the air, kind of like I do, folks, except he's on TV. I'm not on TV. And a little girl sang, "Jerusalem, we are coming. We will not rest and we will not be humiliated." And while that little girl was making this pronouncement against poor little Israel, the mouse was dancing. Mickey Mouse is an anti-Semite, ladies and gentlemen. Where's Donald Duck when you need him? Where is Donald Duck when you need him? Well, that's the boo-hoo-hoo category. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Have I cried appropriately? Okay, well, here's something which must be commented upon. One of my favorite people in the world, that wonderful example of humanity named Christopher Balin, also known as Kinkster Balloon, for reasons which will not be told on the air at this time, certainly with young children listening, but Mr. Kinkster Balloon has shown how intellectually dishonest he really is. I mean, I have cited other examples of his intellectual dishonesty, but this one really takes the cake, folks. On his website, this beloved quote-unquote partner of Queen Esther Hufschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smear, Mr. Balloon has published a letter from famed and highly respected 911 widow Ellen Mariani, a letter that Mrs. Mariani wrote to Christopher just after his now infamous and really somewhat dubious, I'm beginning to think, attack at the hands of the police on his front lawn. Just after he came back from the wine store, incidentally. In my neighborhood, we call it the liquor store. But in any case, Mr. Balin has published this piece by Ellen Mariani, citing this as a good example of the kind of people who are coming to his support. Folks, I'm here to tell you what Mr. Balin is not telling you. You know, he's so good at these half-truths. What Mr. Balin is not telling you is that he personally requested Ellen Mariani to testify as a character witness on his behalf at his upcoming trial in Chicago, and Mrs. Mariani refused him. Mrs. Mariani told him to get his act together, to stay away from Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt, just as she told him a long, long time ago. And she said, "Then when you get your act together, come back and see me. But in the meantime, don't bother me." In the meantime, of course, Mrs. Mariani has been attacked on the Daryl Bradford Smith website by the inestimable Queen Esther, Eric Hufschmidt. They've called Ellen Mariani a Zionist. Now Balin is trying to pretend that Ellen Mariani is supporting him when nothing could be further from the truth. This guy is a liar, folks. And, you know, I have to hang my head in shame when I consider how long I defended him. As I said to one of my colleagues at American Free Press today, I have a history of this. I'm always the last to know. You'd think an old gossip hound like me, someone who gets his nose into everything, would be on top of these things. But what can I say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, I sure got fooled by Balloon, but I should have spotted early on from the beginning what he really was. And, you know, well, the chickens do come home to roost. But in any case, I thought that was an interesting item there. And incidentally, a longtime supporter of Daryl Bradford Smith and Christopher and Eric Hufschmidt, the famed Suzette the Whippet, as she calls herself, has now gone public and gone public hard, condemning the gruesome threesome. Very interesting, folks. Very, very interesting. Truth will out, folks. Sometimes it takes a while. Speaking of truth, the Al Hurrah Network, and I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing that right. It's an Arab language television network that was set up by the United States to propagandize to the Arab world, kind of a counterversion of Al Jazeera. Well, now members of Congress are raising hell about this new network because, my God, can you believe it? This network actually dared to give some balanced coverage to the recent Holocaust conference in Iran, of course, which I attended along with a number of other people from not only here in the United States but around the world. My God, you know, here we are. We tell the Arab world that they have to be democratic, that they have to have freedom of speech, that they have to allow all points of view, that they can't put people in jail for having dissident political opinions. But my God, when an Arab network dares to say something such as boo, not boo-hoo-hoo, but such as boo to Israel or Jewish issues, then the line is drawn. That's where freedom of speech ends, folks. If we've seen one example of that, we've seen it 100 times. This hypocrisy, these hypocritical stands, these double standards, these lies, these deceptions, these half-truths that we're getting out of the Zionist lobby in this country, and it's paid, bought and paid for shills in the mass media. You know, the time has come. The time has come, folks. Really, something has to be done. Something has to be done, folks. I can sit here and complain about it, and you can listen to me complain about it and nod your heads and say, he's right, we got to do something about it. We're going to have to figure out what has got to be done, folks. And I will just say again, thank God that there is a candidate out there. He may not be perfect, but, you know, he comes about as close to perfection as you're going to get in our political life today, and that's Ron Paul. I'm not even sure, frankly, if I really know where he stands on all the issues. Some people tell me he's a gold bug. Other people don't like the idea of gold. They prefer paper money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the arguments can go on and on. I'm not clear really what Ron Paul's stand is on immigration. He has a history as a libertarian, and in the old days, as I remember it, the libertarians were for open borders. I don't know. I'm not sure what Ron Paul's stand is on immigration. The point is, he may not be perfect, but he's sure a hell of a lot better than we've got out there now. This gang of thieves and criminals in the Republican Party. What a shameful, shameful gang they are. On a much lighter note, before we go to the break and the phone calls, I must tell you, I read a letter to you on the air from an American Free Press reader, Oscar Plummer. It was a letter he had written to the editor. Well, I happened to talk to Oscar on the telephone, and lo and behold, it turns out his wife, on one side of her family, was named Piper. Well, Oscar and Juanita, his wife, sent me some family photographs of the Piper family, and I'm here to tell you, folks, Juanita's grandfather looks just like me. Very interesting, huh? Small world out there. What can I tell you? Just kind of a personal side note of personal interest, probably of no interest to you whatsoever, but just goes to show you what a small world it is. We must be related. We certainly think alike anyway. Oscar and Juanita are good folks. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the break, and then we're going to go to the calls. We only have one caller, so if you want to call in, please do. Now's the time to do it. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I must have pressed the right button because we have a big lineup of callers, but I would be remiss in not celebrating, as I have been trying to loyally and devotedly do, a formal recognition, as President Bush has asked us, to recognize the month of May as American Jewish Heritage Month. And I can't think of a better way to inaugurate this turn of the month right here. We're going into the second half of the month. We are in the second half of the month without quoting Professor Norman Cantor, that's C-A-N-T-O-R, in his book, The Sacred Chain. The Sacred Chain, C-H-A-I-N, and he is a Jewish American professor. He wrote as follows. Jews in the four decades after 1940 came home in American society to suburban comfort, to penetration of academia and the privileged bastions of the learned professions, to corporate business, to politics and government and controlling levels of the media. Jews were overrepresented in the learned professions by a factor of five or six. This is a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen. In 1994, Jews were only 3% of the American population, but their impact was equivalent to an ethnic group comprising 20% of the population. Nothing in Jewish history equaled this degree of Jewish accession to power, wealth, and prominence. Not in Muslim Spain, not in early 20th century Germany, not in Israel itself, because there were no comparable levels of wealth and power on a world-class scale in that small country to attain. Dr. Cantor concludes, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, the Roosevelts, the Kennedys, the titans of bygone eras, they have been superseded by the Jew as flawless achiever. That says it all. Let's go to the callers. Here's a flawless achiever, Jim in Texas. Are you there, Jim? My God, is it possible?
Hello?
Jim, are you there?
Am I on?
I think you're on, Jim.
Okay. I had a kind of a mix-up here. It sounded like somebody else got on at the same time. But
oh, no,
anyway.
I introduced you as a flawless achiever, Jim.
Well, I must advise Juanita, who you mentioned, that she has a legal course of action against you because you just accused her grandfather of looking like Jabba the Hutt. So you could possibly be taken into court. You understand that, Mike?
Good for you, Jim.
Well, once in a while I can get a zinger in, but I'm still mad at you for disparaging the old gray lady, all the news that's fit to print, and this is the most ridiculous thing you've ever talked about. It's the New York Times.
That's such a wonderful newspaper. I take back everything I said.
Yeah, it's the paper of record. I've heard it referred to as that, the paper of record.
Yeah, can you believe that? I mean, they can't even bring themselves to mention Ron Paul's name. I mean, they have mentioned his name, of course, but in this particular article, the logical question any normal, rational person reading this story would say, well, who was the other candidate? But the New York Times, you know, it's obviously a policy that they're not going to mention Ron Paul any more than they really have to.
If he had a gun to their head, they won't mention him.
That's right.
So to speak. But that's the way they operate. That's the way they've always operated. That's the way they operated in 1920, 1880, that's the way they... Whenever, what's his name, took control of the paper.
That's right.
I think it was like 1885 or something
like that. That's about, yeah, I think that's about right. Ox, I think, originally took control. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman was, of course, a 100% bona fide Irishman that took control of the paper at the time. Which, at the same time that all of massive... Jewish immigration to the United States took place, and just amazingly that all the newspapers were taken over by Jews, which all the banks were taken over before then by Jews, which financed the takeover of the newspapers. And isn't it amazing, I mean, that this can happen? Because
you know what,
Can you imagine an Irishman going into a bank in 1888 or whatever, or 1895, and saying, hey, I want to buy this newspaper, and I want you to lend me the money. And Mr. Leibowitz sitting there saying, well, I don't think so. But then Mr. Irving Shapiro comes in and says, I'd like to buy the New York Times. And he says, well, here's the money. Nobody understands that's the way it works.
Hey, let me tell you an interesting story about the Newhouse family and how they grabbed control of the Harrisburg Patriot newspaper.
Not old Cy.
That's right. This was actually the old man. Yeah, the father of the two boys.
Cy Newhouse.
Run it now. What they did, it's very interesting. The guy who published the Harrisburg Patriot told his wife, he said, when he was in his closing years, he said to his wife, by no means allow this newspaper to fall into the hands of the Jews. Well, he died, and of course his wife had to put the paper up for sale. And you know what the Newhouse family did? They found a front man to go in and buy the newspaper for them, and then they sprung the surprise.
Yep, that's the way it works.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call.
Yep.
See you tomorrow night. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to the break. Michael Collins Piper here. Got a good lineup of callers. We're going to roll right into the calls when we come back. So hang in there, folks. We'll get you up here. At least we're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Folks, it looks as though Ron Paul is restoring the once good name of Texas. No offense to you Texans out there, but you know, with George W. Bush in the White House, the word Texas or the concept of Texas and Texans, you know, has kind of gotten a bad reputation, frankly. Almost as bad a reputation as New York City. But like I say, we know that the good people of Texas are best represented by someone like Ron Paul, not George W. Bush. Anyway, speaking of Texas, we got a couple callers from Texas, folks. So let's go first to David in Texas. David, how are you?
How you doing, Mike? I wanted to bring up a couple of points, if I can, partly involving Ron Paul's campaign. You were asking earlier about his what his agenda is, where he stands on the issues. I can tell you about that.
Please do.
If you're interested. And I also want to mention about this, among other things, if there's time, this amnesty bill. We have to contact all the relevant members of Congress and the Senate to stop this amnesty bill before it can pass, not to block it from becoming law. We'll lose our country and we'll lose our national sovereignty.
Glad you mentioned that. The American Free Press this week has a big story on that amnesty measure, and it's very, very important. You're absolutely right. Good for you, David.
It would be a disaster to this country's future. And I don't say that out of racism, because I'm against racism. I'm for maintenance of national sovereignty. I'm against for rule of law. I want Mexico to develop itself and become a positive country, and the people from Mexico to return to it. Not because we're bigoted against them, which we shouldn't be, but not because they want to steal our country from us, which they shouldn't want to do either. No one country should abuse any other country. We shouldn't be inappropriately occupying Iraq. And the people from the Middle East, whether they did or did not, shouldn't be wanting to attack us, be it 9/11 or any other time. As far as Ron Paul, he's opposed to the amnesty. He is for the putting the U.S. dollar backed by the gold standard. Actually, what he calls this expanded value asset standard, which includes gold and silver but isn't limited solely to gold and silver, so you have enough assets to back a growing economy other than solely gold, but the largest principal amount of it would be gold among the assets backing the dollar, and he would make perfectly legal gold and silver coinage for those who wish to use it, but you'd also have paper currency alternative and credit for those who want to use it, which is what I support. He wants to basically phase out the Federal Reserve and take control of the money supply, put it back solely under the Department of Treasury. The main principal theme that Ron Paul operates under is called the doctrine of strict constructionism, i.e. strict constitutionalism, which is what I favor. I'm a conservative Republican who's against George W. Bush, by the way, who's not a Texan. He's a Connecticuter. So he gives a bad name to Connecticut, not to us here in Texas.
Okay.
I also wanted to make that one clear right quick in case anyone
All
missed
right.
it. And there are good people in Connecticut, too, but unfortunately Bush isn't one of them. But that's another issue for another time. But in terms of Ron Paul, he's for cutting down the size, the scope, and the intrusive nature and the espionage activities against the American people as well as abroad of our current federal government, make it more constitutional. He wants to reform the regulatory code, cut and reduce taxes. He wants to make all taxes that would be raised, if they're going to be raised at all, be apportioned through the states and change what someone's called the law that never was. I believe it's the 13th Amendment, the one that gives us the so-called graduated
right.
income tax that unholy alliance given us under Woodrow Wilson, along with the Federal Reserve, both of which are unconstitutional. At least that's currently structured. They're actually unconstitutional. Taxes have to be apportioned to the states. You can't raise them without being apportioned to the states, and since that's currently what's done with the income tax, it's as currently structured, at least, it's presently unconstitutional, and so is the Federal Reserve. The only department that has the issuance of currency under the Constitution is the Department of Treasury. Now, if we want to print money to the Treasury, we can either choose to do it or not, but the Federal Reserve isn't constitutional, and since it's not a government series of banks, it's actually private banks, and they get most of their money from overseas. It's not even U.S. money, it's foreign money, and they're buying up our country through their current processes of the Federal Reserve, which, you're right, is not audited, though ought to be, and those audit documentation should be made public, as should the M3 money supply, which is currently treated as top secret. We should be able to make it available through a Freedom of Information Act or FOIA request that the M3 money supply be computed and that computations really be released publicly, which right now they're not being released publicly, which is one of many things Ron Paul has called for, among many other things. He wants to make the Social Security voluntary. Anyone who still wants to stay in it can, but anyone who wants to opt out of it can. He wants to make the income tax voluntary. If you want to volunteer to keep paying your taxes, you can't. If you want to get out from under him, you can volunteer. If he gets what he wants and he gets elected, he would make it voluntary. You could opt out. Now, you couldn't get welfare program anymore if you opt out, but you could opt out, pay nothing, you'd get nothing out of it, federal benefits, but you wouldn't owe any tax into it either. Now, for people who still are in the system, they have to pay their taxes until they opt out of it, such as Ed Brown, is it, in New Hampshire or wherever it is?
Yeah,
that whole,
it's Brown,
he could
yeah.
opt out, and then he'd be would owe no future taxes. Any taxes he owes prior to his opting out of it, he should pay, but he wouldn't be arrested and his property wouldn't be seized. He would just pay a back tax bill, and then he could opt out and he would owe no future taxes, and that would end that issue. So I was going to say someone needs to pass that information along to Ed Brown. He can even now legally opt out of future taxes, but if he hasn't previously opted out, technically he does have to pay the back tax he owes, but if he offers to do that, they have to accept the back tax without penalty, without interest, and without seizing his property, if he's willing to pay just the back tax. Principal, no interest, no back penalty, just the tax. Then he doesn't have to have his property seized. He doesn't have anyone seizing him or arresting him. He doesn't have to spend a long jail sentence. He doesn't have to pay any jail sentence. Him and his wife can be totally free of that under the existing law. Now, the system, the way they're doing now, is corrupt, and they're not letting that go forward in the courts. But if they ruled based on the law, that's what they would do, and that's how Ed Brown could get out in front of all the. Then he would owe no future tax from next year forward. and he wouldn't lose any property, and he would serve no jail time, which is what I think should happen. By the way, that's what Ron Paul wants to see happen.
David, listen, you have gotten a lot of information out there in just a few short minutes, and I'm going to have to move on, but I do thank you for that information. You filled in a few blanks for me, and I imagine probably for a lot of our listeners, and I will say this much. In summary of everything that you've described in Ron Paul's platform, I see that as being all American.
He wants to maintain our national sovereignty, as do I, and I agree with his. But he also wants to change what we now have, the so-called free trade, to fair trade. It's based on what's called the law of comparative advantage. Any nation which wants to trade with the United States can do so, as long as they trade, they take as much in exports from us as they wish to send to us. So for right now, China has a roughly $300 billion a year trade deficit with us. They have to get rid of that trade deficit. They have to take as much from us as they want to send to us, or they have to reduce what they send to us to whatever level it is equal as they receive from us, so that there's no trade gap. Or they can just not trade with us at all. But they can't have a gap with us. No nation anywhere in the world can have a gap with us. And the other thing is, Ron Paul doesn't want to pull the U.S. out of the United Nations altogether, but he wants to pull the U.S. down to the role of just having membership in the U.N. Security Council and the General Assembly. We don't pay all their UNESCO funds and all other crap. We just have an ambassador, and he wants to move U.N. headquarters out of New York, out of the United States, let it go back probably to Europe, and we'll just send an ambassador there once a year. When they meet, we can vote, veto, which our veto rights are on the Security Council, anything they try to put over us that we disagree with, so we protect our rights.
David,
we have no other involvement with it than just
David,
that veto right.
David, I appreciate you, but I really do have to move on here. You know, you should run for office. You know, they do need people that can give a good long filibuster in Congress. You'd be very good at it. And I do have to say, David, you're very, very articulate. You really presented it well. So I thank you for your call. Are you still there, David? I think David left us. All right. Okay, folks, I'm going to try to catch up here. David talked a little bit longer than I expected, and I have quite a few callers here, but we're going to bring you up as quick as I can. Let's go to Dax in Texas. Dax, how are you?
This is...
Hello?
Good evening, Michael.
How you doing, Dax? What's
Real
up?
Real good. Listen, that's a hard act to follow. But, listen, I have something people might want to take down here if they have a pencil and paper ready.
All righty.
We have till the end of the month. I don't think it'll do any good, but at least it'll feel good to give them my opinion. We have until the end of the month to tell the bureaucracy we don't want Mexican trucks. But they make it hard for you. You have to have a docket number and the address. And they're taking it only by mail, as I understand. So I'd be glad to give that out.
Go ahead, give that information out. People can get their pen and paper handy now. I hope they have it out.
Let me run through it twice, and then I'll be
through. Go ahead.
It's the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, better put FMCSA.
FMCSA.
Uh-huh. 400 7th Street Southwest.
400 7th Street Southwest.
Uh-huh, Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
20590.
20590.
That's right.
People have till the end of the month to write in there.
Uh-huh. Only by mail, it says on the website. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, 400 7th Street Southwest, Washington 20590. And you have to have, I guess they throw it in the trash if you don't have it. They're going to do that anyway, you know. You know, the bureaucrats, they must get a belly laugh at us, because they don't care who's in office or what. They're going to keep running the things.
Keep running things, exactly.
And, you know, the politicians come and go. You know, I wrote speeches one time for some Texas politicians for 2 years. And what a bunch of crooks and clowns. But, you know, you could tell the bureaucrats, they didn't care. Just another new face.
Do whatever they want to do, that's
right.
Yeah,
they, you know. All right, here's the docket number. You have to have this or they're going to spit at you. Your docket number, FMCSA.
FMCSA.
FMCSA-2007.
-2007.
Dash, that's right. Dash again, 28055.
-28055.
I'll run through that again.
Yeah, go through the whole number, yeah.
FMCSA -2007-28055.
All right, real good. I hope some people get their pen and paper handy and get a 30, I guess it's 41 cents stamp now. It doesn't cost too much to write a letter.
What I'm going to do, I'm just going to seal the empty envelope and put my message on the back in black ink. I'm going to say, no Mexican trucks.
That's a very simple message, and it means a lot.
They don't have to open it up, and they can see it as they throw it away.
All right,
thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Real good. There's something for you positive to do, folks. Okay, let's go to another Texan calling in. Will in Texas. Will, come on up.
Hello?
How you doing, Will?
Yeah, I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Tennessee. All right.
Hey, I'd like the opportunity to make some comments on April 30th's program.
Yeah, go ahead.
In your monologue, you had said there was a fellow that wrote a book or an article saying that some of the Jewish scriptures were perhaps myths or fables.
Right, right.
And that started a dialogue among callers and led into some remarks about the Old Testament.
Right.
Old Testament scriptures.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few books, actually.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say it's a basic tenet of Christianity that all scripture in the Bible comes from God. And it's essentially it's infallible.
Okay.
And that God's word is the truth. It's essentially, just because you don't understand the Old Testament or some part of Scripture doesn't mean, you know, that it's erroneous.
Well, what these gentlemen have written about, they're not contesting the, shall we say, the philosophy per se. They are contesting the historicity of what is presented in the Old Testament. And these are historians, these are archaeologists, and for the most part, the ones who have written this are considered very traditional mainstream Christians of long standing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite as though someone is contesting Christianity here. They are contesting the historical claims that are presented, the historical suggestions that are presented as historical fact. So as I say, it's a very, you know, and I pointed out that I am no expert on the subject. I'm neither a theologian, nor am I an archaeologist, but these are very serious people who have written some very serious things that are freely and widely discussed in serious Christian circles, people who are very much believers in the message of Jesus Christ. So don't take it as an affront to Christianity, because it's not.
Was this a book or an article?
There was an article in the Barnes Review magazine, the latest issue of the Barnes Review, summarizing the work of about three or four major writers on the topic. One of them is Thomas L. Thompson. Another one of the writers was named Deaver, I believe. I don't have that issue of the Barnes Review handy, but they're very, 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 very interesting writings. I would urge you to call American Free Press and ask them. In fact, anybody who wants to get a free sample issue of the Barnes Review, the May-June 2007 issue that addresses this, they can call the American Free Press office, and they can arrange to have a copy sent to you, a free sample copy. The American Free Press number is 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. Now, Will, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call. I understand your sentiments, and I would urge you to take a look at this article before you judge too swiftly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call, Will. I appreciate that. I'm glad you called in. All right, let's go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, we're going to have a break coming up in about a minute and a half, but you can hang on for the break if you want. Come on up.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, how are you? I haven't Alrighty. Talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
I should say shalom. And since you made light of that month we've got coming up here, and you know, I was just, something came to my mind, a gentleman that you just got off the phone with mentions about the Old Testament, and you know, one thing comes to my mind in the New Testament was when Jesus Christ encountered his disciples in the beginning and told them from the outset, I'm not here to take anything out of the Old Testament, but to add to it. So that's just a kind of a thought to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And that gives me total faith in, you know, what's really in the Bible.
Okay, I hear that music coming up, Jim, so if you want to hang on for the break, please do.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is the headquarters of American Free Press. I can say that much is good about Washington. American Free Press is located here. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are running out of time, unfortunately, and we still have quite a few callers lined up, but I doubt we're going to get around to them. But, you know, we will be here tomorrow night and well into the foreseeable future, God willing. So anyway, we do have Jim aboard from Illinois. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, and I, you know, in addition, I was just going to say, a little while ago, I was watching Scarborough Country, and he came right out on his show regarding this immigration bill they're going to try to pass.
Yeah.
And he said this is the end of America if this thing does pass.
You know, it's amazing that, you know, people are talking, you know, in a very apocalyptic way about it, and I think it's correct. I don't think they're exaggerating this, and yet, you know, the likelihood is that no matter how much people, and I don't want to discourage people from fighting against it, but, you know, Congress has a history of doing what the powers that be want it to do, and they certainly haven't done anything in the last 25 years to put a break on this Mexican invasion of the United States. So I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Scarborough is wrong, but we'll see what happens.
Well, if they get enough people like him saying that, I know Buchanan was another, even Lisa Sylvester, who was a reporter for CNN, she was saying that with Lou Dobbs. So if enough of the newscasters come out and say that, there could be a difference.
Yeah, that, you know, that is conceivable, because there, you know, there are enough people in there making noises about it. And to his credit, Tom Tancredo of where is he from? Colorado. He has been a very vocal voice there on the subject, and he, you know, it's something that is impacting virtually every community in America, large and small. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But the thing is, as our earlier caller said, the thing to do is contact Congress, put the pressure on.
Yeah, if that works. But I think it's, you got to do a combination of things, because it seems like even contacting them has had a little effect in many cases. And maybe if enough, whereas you got newscasters doing it, you got mainstream media coming out and saying you're in a fight for your life here.
Yeah, there are enough people, as you say, if there's enough people out there, you know, who are making the noise, you know, not just calling Congress and so forth, but even, you know, I really think even calling local state legislators and county commissioners and telling them to put the pressure on Congress, because those people often have a better chance of getting through to the members of Congress than the average person calling in. So, you know, when a mayor of a city or a county commissioner in a congressional district calls a congressional office, they're usually put right through.
Yeah, look at the case of Lou Barletta. He did come on the Lou Dobbs special, I think it was a few weeks ago, saying, you know, why he's doing what he is. And
the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, right.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's you know, I never want to, you know, as rotten as these people are for the most part here, there's no reason why we shouldn't use whatever means possible to continue to put the pressure on, because, you know, we can't just sit back and do nothing. That's what I said earlier in this program. It ties it in a nice bow here that we've got to do something. The time has come. All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Thanks to the other callers, and apologies to those who have been waiting, but we can't get you up. The clock is ticking. All right, folks, stay tuned for more good programming here on this network. And please, do support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're getting news and information here you don't get anywhere else. That's guaranteed. You don't get it on CNN or CBS or NBC like you do here. You get the cold, hard facts because, as you know, you can handle the truth. That's what RBN is all about. And now you got some more truth coming up with the Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, Radio Free America, right here on RBN.
With recent internet